नमस्ते सर, वेलकम टू द एनिवर्सरी इश्यू ऑफ नेल्ट चौतारी। वी आर रियली हैप्पी टू हैव यू इन द ओरल हिस्ट्री प्रोजेक्ट। लेट्स स्टार्ट विद द अकाउंट ऑफ हाउ यू हैपन टू जॉइन द टीचिंग प्रोफेशन। प्लीज डिस्क्राइब सम ऑफ द माइलस्टोन्स ऑफ योर करियर एज अ टीचर।
आई केम फ्रॉम शिलांग, इट्स अ सिटी इन द स्टेट ऑफ मेघालय इन इंडिया। And we came here to Nepal in the year of 1984, and since then I have been teaching. Actually, I was compelled to teach. I didn't have any other options at that time. I got a chance to teach in one of the venture schools of Damak Municipality, Ward Number 19, and it was Singha Devi Prastavit Mahavi of Sana Baragari of Damak. And I started my teaching career from that school. And I was raw, but I tried my best. And I taught, I think, narration on the very first day. And I had remember my teacher who had taught the same topic many years ago. And in the same way, I taught the lesson. And I came out of the class. And after half an hour, I was reported that I was selected. Then my teaching career started. And I'll repeat again that at that time I was not competent, I was quite raw. That's why I had to struggle. And the students also were very cooperative. They helped me a lot. And from them also I learned so many things. And since it was a venture school, it was not recognized by the government. That's why I was trying to go to other schools. And I happened to get a chance to go to another school of Morong district. And it was there in Tari, at Tari, Kalika Madhyamik Vidyalaya. And I went there in the year of 2042. I think from the month of Phalgun. And when I went there, I found different environment because it was center place, so to say. It was a remote village. And students are also a bit different from the students of Singha Devi school. They were a bit introvert, and they couldn't express their feelings quite openly. I found them like that. And by then, I had gained some experience, and by then, I have to say that I was a little bit trained. I was not trained because of any training that I derived, but I was trained because of my own experience, because of my own, because of my own endeavor. And there I started teaching. And I found most of the teachers, students, quite cooperative. But in that school, what I found was, before I went there, grammar was not taught in a proper way, actually. The teachers had been teaching just surfacely. They didn't go deeply. And I started teaching grammar, especially grammar, in a very deep way. I didn't teach every topic of grammar, but whatever was there in the curriculum of 9 and 10, I taught them. And I had never been very rude, very strict. I had always been quite frank, and I acted just like a guide. And I believe that a teacher has to act as a guide only. Then only there can be proper balance between students and teacher. There should be proper distance also. And in that way, I went on teaching. I remained there in that school for 4 years. After completion of 4 years, I got a bit weak, and it was a remote village at that time. and vehicles were also not available. And every week I had to come down to my home there in Dhamak. That's why I thought of shifting to other schools. Got a chance to come to one of the boarding schools of Morang district, that was in Ullavari, and where I am teaching till now. And it is Pashupati Boarding Secondary School. And when I came here, actually I found the environment quite different, because I had been teaching the students of government schools, and most of them, they had got poor financial background. But when I came here, I found that most of the students, and they belong to well-to-do family. I didn't find them so obedient than the students of government schools. Here I am not blaming that all the students of boarding schools are disobedient, but what I want in general, so I didn't find the students of the boarding school, especially at that time, obedient. Anyway, and I started teaching here, and actually students of these government schools, since they came to school with a view to learn something, to do something, that's why they always paid attention when the teacher was teaching. But here in boarding school, I found that students, they don't pay the attention when the teacher is teaching. I found that kind of difference. But anyway, and I carried on, and I got success, and gradually I was to carry on my duty as vice principal of the boarding school, of Pashupati Boarding Secondary School. And though I was not so eager to carry on my duty in that post, but circumstances and my colleagues also requested me that I was capable for the job. So I thought, if I got help from my friends, from administration, then I would be able to carry on. So I started. After I became vice principal, I started feeling that now I had got more responsibility. Before that, I was just an English teacher teaching English to secondary students. But after that, I was vice principal, I had got some extra responsibility, and that's why I started doing some extra work as well. Actually, I started advising the English teachers how to teach. I tried my best to change the style of teaching, because some of the English teachers, they gave high preference to rote learning, and I discouraged that, and I asked them to teach in the other way. I asked them to change their teaching style.
So, and I'll interrupt you in the middle.
Yes.
So, you are talking about being an administrator as an English teacher.
Yes.
So do you see any difference between the administration that is handled by an English teacher and the teacher of any other subject?
Yeah, of course. If the administration is an English teacher, then probably, I mean to say, surely, the environment of the school should be different, because the administrator will be able to understand the problems to teach English, what are the problems to teach English to the students. And he has to do something extra things also. I mean to say, he or she has to introduce some new policies also in the school for the upliftment of English learning environment.
Yeah, my question I'll extend to the same. Like, is there something that English teacher can do in terms of, building policies only, or in a way improving the, thoughts of students? Or is English somehow associated with people's manners and disciplines which are counted for life as a whole?
Yeah, of course. English is also related to those things also. through English language we can teach. We can teach them good manners, behaviors also. That is possible.
Okay, any specific experiences in this line?
I don't have such specific experience actually. We had taken a team of 25 students to Lucknow in the year of 2003. It was an international convention. And there, when we reached there, and where our students also started communicating with other students of all these countries of the world, they also understood the importance of English, and they came to know how civilized they are, how forward they are, and they also started following these all things.
Anyway, I'll ask another question. Like, how do you judge your own career keeping English at the center of your life?
What to say now? Because of as an English teacher and as an English teacher only, I have been earning my livelihood and all. And whatever I have earned till now, that is because of English language only.
Okay, if you had to remember a few, at least three things during your 27 years English teaching career, what do you own most?
Three things.
Yeah. Three things that you own most.
I think some of the students are so capable. For example, even if they are students of government schools, they are quite capable, they are quite good in English. They build up themselves in that way. I found some of the students there in Kaligamabi also. And I must quote the names of a few students there who were pretty good in English at that time when they were in class 8, 9 or 10. I remember them. And one student was Hemraj Kafle. And another student was Kumar Pokhrel, Gangaram Bhattrai, and Dilli Gartola. Some students were there, those who were quite good in English. Actually, they had something in them. They were thirsty to learn something in English, and at the right time and at the right moment, they must have got a good teacher also. That's why they added something to their knowledge, what they had before. And some of the students think themselves that they have got very good English. Not only the students, some of the teachers also think that they have got very good English. And but they just pretend that they have good English when they try to do something, when they try to teach or when they try to write something, they are not able to write. And I don't want such teachers. And according to me, they are not teachers, they are teachers, the one who drinks tea and sits on the chair only, teachers. And one thing I would like to say is that I learned so many things from my students, so many things. Though I teach them, they are also my teachers. And actually, no one can teach others, actually, that is saying thing is there. We just guide, we just give them the way how to do, how to learn, and they learn accordingly. And in the same way, I also learn so many things from my students. In a way, in a sense, they are also my teachers. And I feel proud to be being a teacher sometimes. Sometimes if I go somewhere, I can get help from my own students. Last time on the 1st of Vaishakh, I had gone to Illam. I had gone on my own motorbike. There I didn't get any place to keep my motorbike because I had to stay there. And fortunately I found one of my students. He was there, he was working as a doctor there, Nirmal Guragain. I found him and he helped me a lot. So wherever I go, I find many students and I get help from them. And because of that only, sometimes I am proud of my profession.
Okay, sir. What do you see yourself 10 years down the line from now, in such a context when everything is changing with the change in technology and networks between the people and your own networks with your old students and the possible networks in the future? So, I mean, your life as a teacher and your vision as an administrator or policy maker in the field of teaching 10 years from now, in the backdrop of so many changes around the world. Because with the changes, the teacher has to change, the society changes. So how do you prepare yourself in that line?
Yeah, there are so many challenges actually. So many challenges are there. Now the world is getting smaller and smaller because of this communication. That's why I think there are so many challenges that we have to face in the field of teaching and in the field of learning English language. And we have to develop new technology, new methods, new ways. If we follow only these traditional ways of teaching and learning, we will not be successful. We must follow, apply some new techniques. And we can use these modern equipments also, gadgets also, in teaching learning processes. And I do think that there are challenges for future students, and they have to cope up with those problems and challenges in their time.
So one thing, I think that would be a kind of message to people who would like to stick in, you know, mainstream places like Kathmandu or Biratnagar, because they consider that these places to be career centers and they don't come. And maybe I'm one of the examples. I did not come back to the village and start teaching here. But what is the message, like, is there anything called center and periphery, and that, you know, in terms of the teaching methods or what students get, is there any difference between the teaching system in Kathmandu and Urlabari?
No, I don't find any difference. Actually, all are running after this material world. But I don't think that the teaching style is different in Kathmandu Valley. What we teach here in these hamlets, one can study here in these small towns and villages also. Teachers are capable here also. One has to follow the principle of simple living and high thinking.
Yeah, okay, thank you, sir. Any message to the newcomers in teaching? Teaching in general, not English teaching in particular.
Teacher. To be a teacher is not a joke, actually. A teacher should have some qualities in him, in or her. A sense of responsibility, a sense of dedication, sense of patience. These things should be there. If one tries, one cannot be a teacher. Yeah, of course, he can teach. He can just go to class and impart them something. That is other thing. But by doing that, I don't think that one can be a teacher. Teachers should be different. Teachers should have some extra qualities also. Teachers should be really a teacher. He should be able to inspire, motivate his students. He should be able to show the right way to the students. And by example is better than precept, there is a saying. And teachers should also be able to give such examples. He himself should be disciplined. He himself should be punctual. He himself should be honest. He himself should be dedicated. Then only students will follow him. Without telling anything also, we can suggest, we can give counsel and suggestions to our students. Without speaking. We don't have to speak also. With our manners. The way we walk, the way we behave with other people, from those things also we can just tell them so many things to our students, to society also.
Okay, sir, finally I thank you very much for being the part of the oral history project in Nilta Chowdhury, and I hope the readers and listeners of the blog Jain will appreciate your ideas and then we'll take your words as words to follow in the future. Thank you very much for being a part.
Thank you.